It's fucking sick, man. Run the air.
Hey!
What's up, everybody? Good evening. Madhouse Radio is here. We're active. Mentally active, sexually active. Some of us have venereal diseases. What's the matter, Will? What are we doing? I don't know. Hang on. Let's all stop the music for Will. Hang on. All right, Will, count down from five. Nope, nothing. Nothing, Will. No Will tonight, everybody. No Will. I'm sorry about that. Oh, you're on mute? Did you hit the mute button on that?
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm online.
All right.
Yo.
We fixed it. And Milkman and Jin are here also, guys.
Hey,
give us a yee-haw.
Hi, everyone.
Right.
Yee-haw.
Hey, Jin, give us a good old white power.
I can't do that, I'm sorry.
Because he's German, white he's afraid. Power. He's afraid. We say that all the time, and I'm Puerto Rican, man.
You know?
Yeah, Will, say white power.
White power. White power.
White power is the right power.
Hell
yeah, man.
Universal power.
Universal power. Universal serial bus. Okay, everybody, we're here. We're riding the Universal serial bus all the way to hell tonight. Madman is not around anymore, so we're not going to talk about him. Why did I say Madman? Any idea why that came to my head?
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever. Milkman, that's the man we got here.
I don't know.
Milkman is here. Milkman, say what's up. Give us a good old white power.
What's up, Carlito?
All right, man.
We back in a mad house.
Yeah.
And the house is packed, man.
Yeah.
We got quite a few of our ancient listeners from the early days of the madhouse.
Like who?
I'd like to welcome back. We got Screaming Me, also a hosted pranker. TS Tech. We got quite a few of our old friends come back to visit us tonight, man.
All right, yeah.
Definitely like to welcome back into the madhouse.
Good. Well, I'm happy to hear that. We got people coming back. Will, did you know that?
Who?
Those people were back, man.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, it's awesome, right?
The listeners.
You're back. Will's back, everybody.
Will's back.
Will made it back. Fresh off
hey,
of parole.
Will. Free
Fresh out of parole is Will here tonight. Welcome back. Glad
yes,
you made
sir.
It. And of course, as you said before, Jen, JenStewart.com. What's up, Jen?
How you doing?
Yeah, we're good, man. We're good.
You know, I can't get no job.
You can't get no job?
Because, man, I'm still on, you know, on parole and everything. They don't want to hire me.
Nope. It's hard, man. How is it fair to be rehabilitated, but then you can't get a job or whatever? Hey, Jen, in Britain, if I were to go to jail for stealing a car, a felony, would I have a hard time finding a job after I got out?
Probably, but if you stole over a car over here, you probably wouldn't be put into prison.
What
the prisons
do?
Are overflowing, so, you know, they're putting anybody else in there. Everybody goes on there.
Hey,
counseling.
We got another old friend.
Counseling? Word.
Counseling.
I need to move in, yo.
You fucking Brits, that's funny. Yeah, we'll put you in jail for that. What do you get put in jail for over there? What if, now, isn't weed pretty much, like, not enforced out there? You just get a fine? No? Is that correct, Jim?
Yeah, you probably get fined if you get caught with it on the street, I think. But I don't do it anyway.
Nah, no, you don't. Jin doesn't. Jin's a straight place. I told you, he's a mountain climber and a biker, man. He's
Word.
A cyclist, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about all those tickets they get over there. I heard they make like $2 billion a year off tickets for parking.
That's sick, man.
Yeah, man.
I heard their tolls are... Hey, how much?
You could probably get away with quite a lot over here. So, I mean, Will, if you want to steal cars, like, you're more than welcome
no,
to...
No, I'm not talking about stealing the car. No way.
Yeah. Well, apparently we can get away with stealing a car and just getting, you know, therapy.
Get therapy.
So, hell, I need therapy, so I might as well go over there and steal a car while I'm at it.
You know?
Yeah, that's great. Will they pay for the counseling, Jen? Find out for us, okay?
Quite possibly. They'll pay for everything.
God, you gotta love socialism, man. It's finest right there. Enough of that.
They'll probably buy you new tires as well.
That's awesome, man. We gotta go there. Hey, so what else can we talk about? Anything in the news? Nothing, right? Slow news week.
Hey, I want to welcome back another new listener, man. Are you okay?
Who?
I got a quick... Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
A news bulletin, a news flash. He's one of our listeners, our Scandinavian listeners from Norway. And by the way, we've got our partner in here that's pretty fresh on the Norwegian language. Jin, say hello to Ari, okay?
Ari, okay? Jin. Okay, where are we going with this, man?
Yes, I said hi. I was talking to him on the IRC.
Exactly, yeah. We're okay.
Okay.
We got that, you know...
I was looking for some Norwegian speech, that's all.
We're off track, gentlemen.
In Norwegian, that's all.
I need to get a hold. I gotta make contact with Storm Shadow.
And back to the big show.
Making contact with Storm Shadow. Storm Shadow, a.k.a. Lonesome Loser, whatever we're supposed to call him now. What's official? Are we supposed to keep calling him Storm Shadow or Lonesome Loser? What's the deal, sir? Milkman?
Man, I don't care what you call him, man. He is the hardest working man in all of internet radio.
Man.
He'll always be the lonesome Mr. Peepers, Storm Shadow, doesn't matter. He is the man.
Right.
Get that straight, everybody. The man.
Oh, yes. I have a contest that I want to announce. You ready?
Oh, cool. All
right. Stop the music, please. The Milkman.
Okay. All right. All right.
Thank you. All right. My announcement is that we're going to have a contest. I don't know what the prize is yet. It's going to be something. And we want to hear the bet. Yeah, maybe that will. Very good. We'll see if we can get away with that. Anyway, we want you to record yourself shitting and send it to us. And I mean good quality. I need you to get the microphone in the bowl or in on the toilet, whatever it takes. We want to hear the best people shitting and farting on the toilet.
I'm going to make the bloop.
Yeah. Whatever it takes. All kinds, you know, wet, dry, constipation, diarrhea, whatever it is. We want to get you to submit that in. We're gonna do something with that. Not video, mind you. I don't want it video. I want audio only. We don't need video of this, okay? We don't want a bunch of videos of people shitting.
Hemorrhoids are a plus.
Hemorrhoids are...
That sounds like it's a pretty damn shitty contest, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, shit. Well, the I'll tell you what.
And I figure there's probably quite a few shits out there that could win this thing.
The prize is
the
pretty shitty, too.
Around.
The prize is pretty shitty, too, okay? So there it is. Don't worry
Lifetime
about it.
Lifetime supply.
Even better.
Yeah. Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Two free sheets of Charmin toilet paper.
You guys are high.
Yeah.
Just like man. This guy here. This guy is so high. Cloud9 in the chat room saying he's high. Good for Cloud9.
Oh, man, that's our big smack junkie there, man.
Is he really?
Just don't OD, you crazy. Oh, my God.
Why
please
do you
don't
think
OD
he's on Cloud9?
Crazy son of a gun.
And DTT, checking in, DTT. He's saying, coming back, what up? DTT says, what up? What up, Carlito? Say hello to me on the air. Oh, I'm just kidding. That's an Indian. That's a Hindu accent. That's not really Muslim.
That's close, though.
He's Lebanese, man. They got some good food.
Yeah, you know, DT hadn't called in a long time either, man.
The last time he called in, he did a prank. He said, yeah, I want to do a prank. So I put him on with some woman. Jesus Christ. I put him on with some woman, and he's like,
he went crazy over there.
He went crazy. This guy, he did a prank call with us. He's his Muslim kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
His name's DTT. You ever heard of him?
I think I've heard of that.
Okay, good. Well, he called in, and his prank call was like, fuck you, bitch, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fucking bitch. And it's like
that's
he lost
Detroit
it.
Detroit tit tugger.
Yeah. He flipped out, and he just wanted to say fuck you. It was like really nasty, and it was funny as hell. He's got all that anger pent up. Because those Muslims, they like beating them women, and they like to rough their women around, and he can't do that here in the States, and he probably had it.
Oh,
he just had to let it go.
He's still studying for his aeronautical degree, man. He's yeah.
Why do they have an aeronautical
degree? He's in flight school, we said.
Why? Why? How did you make it? Man, we need to redo the Homeland Security, man. What kind of crap is this?
Are there any Muslims in flight school right now that aren't being watched by the FBI? Do you think it's possible to be a Muslim in a flight school?
I'm sorry. If I see... All I know is if I see a pilot with a sheet on his head, I am not getting on that plane.
I see a Puerto Rican pilot. Like, I don't know about this motherfucker here. This guy's Puerto Rican. He looks a little too...
my Thurman is Bertie.
Too much. He's like...
Gotta play that call. I love that one.
DTT just called us niggers, everybody. All right, man. Just take it easy.
All right.
The stewardesses will all be covered up.
What up, my fan, Negro?
That's not nice, DTT.
What up?
We love you.
It's not nice to say the N-word, DTT, okay? So that's it.
He's just getting ready and wound up for his call-in and his attack call. He's going to create a jihad on the phone.
Bullshit. Fuck us. I just want to let you all know that we have Andy, Big Andy, who used to be on the show in the Will seat. he said, sent in to us 15 free minutes worth of phone of prepaid phone sex, actually. So we're going to be trying to use that.
Holy shit.
Let me get that here. Hang on. I think that's going to be a great idea.
This is going to be
Where do you pick that up? At the truck stop?
I don't... I'm sorry, Will. I hit you.
I got it over here.
You got the email over there?
I don't know. I was looking for someone to message.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to send it to you right now over there. Hang on. Were you looking for
the phone? Hey, we got another guest appearance here.
All right, who?
Welcome back to Vinny. Venison 88. Thank you all for showing
Venison?
Up.
Are you for real? Venison is back?
We love you here in the madhouse.
Well, shit. I haven't seen that shit in a long time, that Venison guy, man. Really,
that's awesome.
Well, good for Venison, man. It's good to have... I'd give you applause, but I'm busy doing something else, man. I'm very sorry. Just one moment here. There
you go.
He's
packing a bowl, Vinny, so just wait.
Did I send that right?
Yes, sir.
Scroll up. Yeah, there. It's at the very top. Okay, guys. We're sorry. We're just not a little... We're not too ready. Okay? And I apologize. We're just not too ready tonight.
Okay.
All right. I'm accepting...
not that.
What? What are you looking for?
Someone to get the phone number.
Our toll-free number?
No, somebody. Yeah, what's the toll-free number?
Toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Man, we're high.
1-888-509.
1-888-278-8509 is the toll-free line. It is not...
509.
Will, you want to turn on the toll-free line? Come over here.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I got it right here.
Hey, if you got the time, we got the... Damn, baby.
That's right.
I was looking for...
Anyway, we're going to move on. We're stumbling over. We're going to call this free phone...
I need somebody to look up a number to a taxidermist that's open this late.
That's what you got to do. Yeah, everybody, if you have a taxidermist, we're looking for a taxidermist to call tonight, all right? So there is...
You know what? That's our new thing. We should make them get us a number every night.
Yeah.
And then we announce it. First one in gets kudos. Yeah.
This is funny, so, Lonesome Loser, I sent him making contact, he responds, message received, transmission to follow. Fucking crazy. He's awesome.
He's a damn computer.
He's like, I think that's the thing, he's a fucking robot. He's a prank machine robot created by Eddie Murphy.
Give me numbers.
Richard Pryor created him. Doobie's Restaurant and Gifts and Packwood Water. You know what, that's very rude, Milkman, that's one, okay? That's one.
No, sir. That wasn't me.
We'll learn how to do this.
That was an echo.
In the future, Will should be doing this.
Okay.
He should have this ability. Disability? He should have disability. Yeah, so anyway, if you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, if you want to reach us on Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Radio Online.
Smoking weed is not a disability.
I don't know.
And if you're partaking in a brewski, a Beck's Dark,
yeah?
Hey, yeah, what up?
Jonathan, the first caller of the night, as always, coming right up here in a second.
Oh, my God, no way. Not Jonathan.
Oh, my God, no way. Hello? Hello, Jonathan Robot, how are you?
Where's Cheese Boy?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. You were coming in like a robot for a second there, man. That was kind of creepy. I was going to have a conversation. Will you talk to us like a robot for the remainder of the conversation?
No, it's my earpiece that's messed up. Well,
put it back on. Let's hear that. I like it. It makes you 20 times better. Come on. There you go.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, how was your day today?
I'll put it right.
Yeah? Yeah? Good. What'd you have for dinner? Okay, this isn't working.
Take it back off.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, I have some chicken nuggets.
You have chicken every time. What's the meat you like the most? You like your chicken or you like your beef? You like your shrimp?
I like steak.
Steak. He's a steak
filet
man.
Mignon.
Well, why is shrimp?
Oh, yeah.
Why
he's talking just right.
Why is shrimp as expensive as it really is?
Shrimp is good.
It costs more than steak, but it's a lot less meat. It's not even really meat. It's fish. It's not the same.
Dude, we catch it right here, man. You throw a net out in the water and peel and eat, baby.
Australia is messing up. It's signing in and signing out.
Sorry about that, Jonathan. Well, that's good. And the bus is doing good?
Yeah, it's doing all right.
Yeah? Well, God bless it, man. Well, Jonathan, we're gonna move on. Well, thank you for calling, man.
Oh, it's not a problem.
Hey, what happened to your show?
I'm still working on an intro, and Lego never gave me the info or the password to the stream.
Oh, man, you got to get an intro. Just pick any song, man. Just pick, what do you like, country music?
I like rap music.
Okay, who do you like?
Mostly Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. The new Ice Cube or the old? Which are we talking? NWA Ice Cube or when exactly? What era? Now?
I like that new one, Smoke Some Weed.
Yeah, we got that. Matter of fact, well, yeah.
He still makes music.
Yeah, that Smoke Some Weed is off of it. We play that here in the show, and that's
then later on he's on.
It's in his new album.
Law and Order.
He's a sellout. You know that. Ever since that movie, what was that movie with the big ass snake, Anaconda? Wasn't he in that one? Or Viper, Boa.
What the fuck?
Boa Constrictor.
That's like
the movie.
1989 or some shit.
No, it was like 97. He came out with this movie called Anaconda. Some big ass anaconda that was chasing him. I don't even get it.
That shit is old.
It's like Ice Cube and I think it was Ice Cube and J-Lo or something like that. Wasn't it something weird like that?
I don't know.
Here, bitch.
He might as well have been on Snakes and Plane. There's a snake on this motherfucking plane. There's snakes on this motherfucking plane.
That is actually the sequel to Anaconda. Not Anaconda 2. That's the unofficial. Yeah. All right, Jonathan, we're having a good old time, man. Thank you for calling in. You bring us together like family every week, man.
Don't forget to give Milkman my message to fix his Yahoo on his Trillion.
Milkman, fix your Yahoo on your Trillion.
Oh, damn it. All right, man. I'll get right on that, Jonathan.
He's right
Thanks
on
a
it.
Lot, man.
He's typing away. I can hear him.
All right, man. Well, I'll go ahead and let y'all go.
Say goodbye to him.
Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Good night, Jonathan.
Peace out, Jonathan. Madhouse.
Wow.
That's right, 888-278-8509. You got the dime. We got the time.
We're wheeling and dealing, everybody. Wow. I really need a song. You take that. Can we do a prank call? It's 1141. These people want pranks. The hell, man.
Why the hell not?
Yeah. The DTT is mad. He says he is not.
Okay.
DTT says, I am not calling this show anymore. I am retired. Do not make fun of me.
Oh, DTT, we're just joking, damn.
You bastard.
You take more shit over there in one night.
You bastard.
In a week.
DTT's favorite thing is to call people
thank
the N-word.
Thank you, come again.
Thank you, DTT, thank you. Thank you, come again. There he is. Oh, you think you're talking to me like that?
You don't talk to me like
that. I am not this person, you say. All right, hang on. Calgary.
Jeez.
It's expensive.
Ah, cool. Guest caller.
Caller, you're on the air.
Mushy.
It's screaming me with some pranks.
Screaming you, what's going on, man?
Nothing, bro. What's
up,
long time?
Yeah, welcome back.
Hey, Milkman seems to know you, but I vaguely remember you, but then again, I can't remember my own phone number.
Yeah, I'm his biggest fan.
Dude, he's just fake.
He says he's your
Johnny
biggest
Squirrel
fan.
Nuts.
Johnny Squirrel Nuts? Milkman
that's
screaming in my ear here.
Well,
it's good. It's good to have you listening. I know I've seen you around in the chat room quite a bit. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You're from a.
Some
yeah, you're from before the big splits and all that drama and gay shit.
Before I quit. This is just bullshit. So I came back after everything said and done.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that what turned you off? Was the whole drama? Drama
save
stuff?
Save the drama for your mama.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, that's the kind of, you know, Will, don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
See, Will agrees. Will knows exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. So, fucking,
fuck it. Hell yeah, man. All right. Well, cool. Well, that's awesome to have you back. Thanks for calling in. Did you want to do a prank call or are you just calling to check in?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, do a call.
Good. We always offer that. Here we got a taxidermist already, man. You know what a taxidermist is,
thank
my good
you.
Sir.
For sure.
You know what a taxidermist does?
Yes, he stuffs and fluffs old fucking critters.
All right, you got a gold star for that. Very good,
tell
sir.
Him you've got, tell him you just shot a bald eagle and you want him to get a replacement for the beak.
Yeah, for the beak. Will's been asking about this since he got here. He wants to do a prank called
a
taxidermist.
Eagle?
Yeah, I guess he killed a bald eagle.
How about a beaver? Can I get him to...
Okay, never mind.
Whatever you got, I don't think he knows what a bald eagle is, because it's from Canada.
Oh,
I don't think they did. They have bald.
Come on now, that's a
deal. Hey, do you guys have bear spray in case a bear attacks you?
Yeah, we said we call it mace, and we fucking all those fucking crackheads come up, we fucking spraying with the bear spray. As long as you say it's bear spray, it's all legal.
Good job, man. Bears there, honey.
Leave the crackheads alone, man. Crackheads don't hurt nobody.
No, just themselves. It's cool. Yeah. I just don't fucking ask me for my change.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be annoying. Okay, we're going to do the prank call then. Hang on the line, man. It's Brewing Maze here, and we're going to do that. Just one moment, please.
Last Frontier.
How are you guys open this time of night?
Are we what?
Are you open this time of night?
What do you got?
Well, I just got a fresh killer. I got a beaver that I want stuffed and mounted and whatnot, but I need you to do me a favor.
What's that?
I already got a couple on my mantle. I need this one to be a little bit different, so if you can just kind of shave it. After you stuffed it and all that other crap, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Are you here in town?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear you very well.
I apologize for that. My connection's pretty bad. But, I just got a fresh kill. You guys are open now? I could take her in?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, what time you close there?
We work out of our home, so we're closed. I mean, we're closed down right now.
Oh, really? You guys do a lot of beavers, though, or what?
Is it just a river otter?
Some people call it that. I call it a beaver, you know.
Oh,
it's much more, you know.
You're mounting it, or are you just tanning it?
I prefer them tanned, but if you want to mount it, that's cool.
Oh, okay. Is there any way you can come in the morning?
The fucking thing's still moving in my trunk. I don't know what to do. I just want it, I want to preserve it so you guys can do your thing, because I don't want to, you know, it to decay like fucking Anna Nicole Smith or some shit like that, right? So, like, if we could just fucking lop its fucking head off and pull out the guts or whatever.
She's gone. Oh, that was funny. Good work, man. Very good work.
Sorry, bro.
No problem. Hang on. Let me clear the line real quick. And the line is clear. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Very well done.
Cheers, bro. All right.
Take care
that.
Of yourself. All right, man. Later. Bye.
You're, coughing a lot here. Is your phone unplugged over there? Or is it,
It's off.
It's off. Yes, right. It had
it's
to be
off
on.
The whole time.
That's right. Oh, well, thank you, Screaming.
Great job, man.
Screaming me, screaming him.
Screaming me did the prank, man. That was great. He does one of my favorite calls, man. Johnny Squirrel Nuts, man. I wanted to keep him on to do one of those calls.
Johnny Squirrel Nuts.
The guy that calls
ass.
And asks for a beer. Yeah, with a crazy accent.
Yeah. Well, shit. Awesome, guys. Awesome. Hey, man. New website's coming out, Will. You excited?
Word.
About I got a new webpage coming out. It's just about finished. It might be maybe this weekend. Here's a banner for it. Look at that right there. Isn't that cool?
That's
been
funny.
Coming up right in the middle, man. Look at that. Oh, this is by Earth Dog. That's fucking brilliant, man. That's going to be perfect, dude. That's going on my webpage. Only thing is it keeps looping. I don't know.
You can tell it to play one time.
Can I tell it to play one
stop,
time?
And
it
just stop stops? At the end.
All right, good.
There's a loop in there.
All right, cool. Well, I'll have to do that. That's awesome. Thank you very much. Someone post that. How are we going to post that? Whatchamacallit, Earth Dog, if you're in the chat room, man, post that so everyone can see it, and thank you very much, man, that's very good. I'm finishing up, I needed that just one more image to make that new webpage that we're going to have here for the show work, and that's it. Milkman, I'll send that to you in a little bit, too, so you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, man, very well done. Hang on, I keep confusing this for the other window, so we're going to actually close all that out right there, put that right there so I don't forget about it. Good. All right. Well, thank you, all you listeners. If you want to call in, again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, 888-278-8509. And we're going to do another prank call now. We're going to call the Wiggers Farm Equipment. All right. We're going to call Wiggers Farm Equipment. We'll be right back after this. And just sit there, okay? Adam, how are you? Madam?
Hello?
Yes, hello, madam. How are you?
Who is this?
My name is Ralph.
and I'm interested in some farm equipment. Do I have the correct numbers? Is Wigger's Farm Equipment?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from here in town in Cory. We have some construction that we're going to be doing, and we're going to be creating a new chicken farm out here. You ever hear of the Purdue Chicken Company, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to be creating a new farm out here, and we're also going to be shooting a new video. And we need some farm machinery to purchase in the long run, but for the short run, we're trying to at least rent some farm equipment that we can create a video around to showcase to the city council to see if we can get approval for the construction.
Okay, this is a joke. I mean,
no, seriously, you know, we need farm equipment here in town as soon as possible. We need to meet with them on Monday morning. We need to shoot a video before that. And we're trying to get some farm equipment for the background for our presentation to get approval for the construction. We're going to be a large presence in town. We're going to employ probably around 300 to 400 people.
Well, what time is it?
Huh? I mean, how soon? What kind of equipment do you have there exactly?
I don't know. You have to talk to the man.
Where's the man at?
Finley Lake.
What?
New York.
Perhaps the man should be answering the phone, don't you think?
Pardon me?
I said perhaps the man should be answering the phone, not some woman like you.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, do you make the decisions or not? What's going on?
I can't imagine anybody calling a business call at 11:30 at night.
Well, we just flew in from New York. New York City, you understand? New York
City. Okay, well, you're going to have to call this number back about 8 o'clock in the morning. The men are in by then.
Well, is he sleeping? What's going on? Ma'am, to be honest with you, 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to go with somebody else. I mean, this is a lot of money we're talking here. This is big New York bucks. You ever hear of the big city before? Ma'am? You ever take a flying machine? We came in one of those. She's gone. I'm going to try calling her again. Hang on. I'm going to explain what a flying machine is.
Somebody. Alex will allow you to talk for 5 hours.
It just does that.
52 seconds.
Thunderstruck, Will. Thunderstruck.
Thunderfuck? Yeah.
Hello.
Ma'am, you ever hear a flying machine?
Did you ever hear a courtesy?
Yeah, I have common courtesy, and I'm going to give it to you now. Now pull down your panties, I command you, in the name of New York City.
You're sick.
I'm a what?
You're sick.
You're sick. You give me service.
Don't call this number again.
I'm feeling ornery, and I would like to be perverted on you on the phone.
You're sick.
Will you be perverted? Please? I'm a pervert. I'm a big city pervert. She's gone. She's funny.
You're sick!
You're sick, everybody. You're all sick. Just like that woman says. Hang on, let's try to get a replay of that. Will, if you don't mind. Will's working on the replay right now. Hang on, let's hear that end part right there. That was kind of funny. Any second now, we'll get the Madhouse replay. Here we go.
Hello.
Ma'am? You ever hear a flying machine?
Did you ever hear a courtesy?
Yeah, I have common courtesy, and I'm going to give it to you now. Now pull down your panties, I command you, in the name of New York City.
You're sick.
I'm a what?
You're sick.
You're sick. You give me service.
Don't call this number again.
I'm feeling ornery, and I would like to be perverted on you on the phone.
You're sick.
Will you be perverted?
That's
please.
It.
I'm a pervert.
I'm a pervert, everybody. An admitted pervert. Shame on me.
Very good.
That was awesome. Jin, any thoughts on that? Jin doesn't make calls like that. Jin is very proper.
No, I wouldn't do that, but it was quite funny still.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed that, sir. And everybody out there, thank you. Thank you for listening tonight. All right. Woo! Yeah. Okay. Is Carlos short for Carlito?
Right.
How is Carlos short for Carlito, man? Use your head. Carlos short for Carlito. The toll-free line again is 888.
Man, they don't have Spanish people up there, man, that far north.
Yes.
Big old through the great white north.
888-278-8509 is the toll-free number tonight here. If you want to reach us, that's where you reach us. That's where you will reach us, I command you, in the name of New York City. We're going to call, we called Wiggers. Let's call Doughboy's Pizzeria. Will, what do you say about that?
Hey, fat boy.
Hey, fatty. Hey, porky.
Would you make me some pizza?
I'm used to that. That's the story of me growing up. We'll be right back with the next prank call.
Hey, hon, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hi. Good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm a big city lawyer.
You're a big city lawyer?
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to talk to whoever's in charge over there because we got a case against you. Who's in charge, baby?
Oh,
well, it's okay. You're not in trouble, but someone else is. So perhaps you should get whoever is the boss over there. Perhaps a man. Ledger.
Who are you talking about Doughboy's Pizzeria?
Yes, ma'am. Doughboy's Pizzeria in Grover Beach.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you, babe. She's scared, guys. She's scared. Milkman, she's scared. How do I proceed?
You brute.
Where's Warrior at, anyway?
Warrior's not in tonight, man.
Ma'am or sir?
Is this a ma'am? How can I help you?
I spoke to a gentleman. I think maybe she thought I said ma'am and not man, but I do need to speak to a man, please.
You need to speak to a man?
Yeah, I'm not. My wife doesn't let me speak to other women during business.
You know what? We're just going to hang up.
There's ma'am.
Another man here for you to speak to.
Oh, I guess I'll have to talk to you. Like I said before, I'm a big city lawyer, and my name is Jack Valente, big city lawyer. And I'm unfortunately going to have to sue you gentlemen because of the treatment that my associate got here when he called in. My client called in earlier. His name is Jack Masterson. I don't know if you know who he is. I don't know how big Grover Beach is, but he weighs about 482 pounds. And they they continuously called him Doughboy when he called in.
Can I help you? I mean, I don't understand who you are.
My name is Jack Valente. I'm a big city lawyer.
Okay, well then, just subpoena me. Goodbye.
To subpoena you? She wants me to subpoena it, man. How do you do that? I'm not a lawyer. Hang on, folks.
Big city lawyer.
She wants you to penis her.
She called back. Yo, you want to be penised?
Yo, I was getting Carlito a beer, and I gave him the bottle cap.
You gave me the bottle cap?
Yeah, I put it in front of you, and put the beer in front of me. That was
Colt
great.
Run thing.
Good work.
I'm so high.
Good work, Will. Very good work, man. Very, very proud. We got to call that phone sex place, man.
Oh.
It's going to be late. They're going to close, man. It's midnight already. I don't think you get free phone sex after midnight. Because that's technically a
peak time.
15 minutes, all right. Hang on. Where's that at? Where's the Gmail at here? I'm down to 2 monitors instead of 4, man. What's going on, Will? This is bad.
Holy
this
shit.
This one freezes. It'll crash the whole shit.
Get you a video card, man.
I need a new video card. Yes, that's right. Very good, Milkman. You're very smart. All right, folks. Give me a moment here. We're going to call this supposed 15 minutes worth of free phone sex. Eddie Garcia or Jack Masterson? What are you guys thinking?
We need food.
Any ideas?
Nah.
Milkman?
Spank me.
Now someone's calling. Now we can't call the phone sex place. Oh, shit, it's crazy fuck. What the hell, man?
Oh, my God.
The hell's the matter with you,
man?
He
got lost. Hey. Called the wrong shows last week.
He's listening in the background again. Hey.
Hey, what's happening, Carlito?
What's going on, man? Where you been for the last number three weeks, I think? Number three or number four?
It's been like 3 or 4 weeks there, yeah. Dude.
You called like at 2 o'clock in the morning one night. What the hell's wrong with you? Do you got a problem?
Where it's 2 o'clock where you are, man. It's 3 hours earlier where I am. But
shit.
It sounds like you got problems, man.
I'm fine.
Sounds like you're on a real downer, dude.
Yeah? You don't say.
Yeah. What do you like to beat up women?
Heck
is that
yeah.
What you Puerto Ricans are all about? Is just saying obscene things about women?
Yeah. It makes you feel
what
like a big man.
What the fuck is Puerto Rico but a little fucking piece of fucking shit? real estate that the United States of America been given food stamps to.
It's strategic land. It's strategic land. You need it, and you need us, and too bad.
Yeah, right. And you've been sucking our dick for the last 80 years, haven't
you? Bullshit. You give us a lot of money because we've let you put your stupid bases over there.
Yeah.
You know, you can be next to Castro. It's strategic. You need us. You need us. You Americans need us. We don't care.
How dare you be pimping your women off?
We don't care. You need us. We're doing a lot better than Cuba.
I don't need you.
Fuck you.
I don't need George Bush.
All right, fine. Then go. Fine, then go.
I don't need him.
Fine. I don't care. Fine,
right,
go.
Right, okay. Hey,
we're done.
There, Carlito, let me ask you a question. Are we still in communication?
Yes, we are.
Okay, sir. Let me ask you this. What's that shit you're studying down at the university?
What am I studying at the university?
Yeah.
Business, sir.
Business! Oh, the business! What kind of business? Monkey business? Like, all you niggers are capable of is monkey business.
Funny business, sir.
Nigger business.
Yeah,
monkey
that's
business,
the one.
Right?
Yeah.
Sticking your dicks in a little white girl's pussies and spreading your AIDS around?
What the AIDS? What the hell's wrong with you?
Hey, man, we know about you, fucking motherfucker. But it's all right, Carlito.
He's been calling Zola,
you know, your cocksucker milkman, and your homegrown cocksucker. You know what? Fuck you. You know what, dude? You want people shitting on the phone and shit? You don't want to talk about the issues of the day, do you?
We talk about the issues plenty. You just...
Your
issues all boil down to the Jews.
Hey, you make fun of Muslim people, and that's the issues of the day. And I hope that every American that goes to Iraq comes back in a fucking sack. Praise God for those Middle Eastern people defending their country.
Look here now. Now I am command here. I am in charge of this show.
Communist
and I say,
talk with the crazy bastard.
I command you all to be quiet. I command you to be quiet, number one, Mr. Crazy Fucker. What the hell kind of nonsense is that you're talking about?
You asked me a question, sir.
I'm not asking you.
I hope that every American with a gun that goes to Iraq comes back in a fucking sack.
That's very sick, sir. Are you sick?
Oh, how's that sick, sir?
You're sick.
You tell me that,
are you
sir.
Sick? Are you sick?
What, are you sucking George Bush's cock?
No, I'm not, but you're sick. How are you going to say that?
Sucking George Bush's cock!
Hey, man, what did you go to prison for, sir? Let's talk. You're a felon, sir.
Oh!
You're such a model human. You've been to prison, haven't you?
Yeah, I am a model citizen.
Did you? I bet you know what? The
cocksucking motherfuckers who think it's okay to go over to the Middle East and drop bombs on those fucking people.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck that part of my country. I'm an American patriot. All patriots been to prison, sir. All
right, man.
Hey, sir, let's keep the dialogue going. Hey, but as far as I'm concerned, hey, let me give a shout-out here.
Tomorrow
night, Zolar's going to give me 15 minutes to say whatever I want to say.
Oh, well, hell yeah. When are you doing this?
Tomorrow night on Zolar's show.
Jesus Christ, you're fucking nuts. You sold out on us, and you're hanging out with Zolar.
I didn't sell out.
Let me get a Carlito show.
But you guys got to get your shit together, man. You got to quit. You got to quit thinking that America's some kind of good person for being over in the Middle East. No, they're the dirtiest, rottenest, cock-sucking motherfuckers you ever come across. They want to kill you.
All right. Hey, crazy fucker. When is this? What time? What time is it tomorrow? What time?
Whenever Zolar's on, he said he'd give me 15 minutes to say whatever I wanted to say.
10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. I will definitely be listening to this.
Hey, you
want to
know something there, sir? Hey,
please.
Sir, are we still in communication?
Hurry up, yes. This is the last one.
Okay, we're still friends, man, as
of
far
course.
As I'm concerned.
Yes.
But you Puerto Rican cocksucking motherfuckers who are licking George.
Okay, that was great. Thanks, everybody. What the hell's got with Crazy Fucker? He's insane. He's got a thing going on now, man.
dude.
Crazy Fucker sold that night. Yeah, he calls. He calls. You mean to tell me Crazy Fucker calls back? He calls back as soon as he's, you know, being pimped out on Zolar. You know what? You're an asshole.
Exactly.
No, that's cool, man. If he's going to be on tomorrow, I'll have to listen to that. 15 minutes of the straight talk from Crazy Fucker. That guy is awesome, dude. But I just
like. What do you mean straight talk, dude? Communist Corner.
The guy's nuts. He's like all into aliens. He used to be on the Art Bell show. Shit. Yeah,
dude,
here we go.
You ought to hear him play his harmonica, man. He can play it in his ass.
Reclude is checking in. Reclude's going to be trying to call in a second.
Fucking Reclude!
Jonathan advises Milkman to reboot his Trillion. His Yahoo is still acting up. There you go, Milkman. You got that.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Let me get right back on it. I just rebooted 5 minutes ago.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Sorry,
man. What
Jonathan.
Do I do?
Let me call the Trillion police.
Yeah, it's horrible crisis, everybody, here. Anyway.
I know it. I'm sorry, man.
Okay. Very good. Will, what are your thoughts on the evening so far? We're doing okay, right?
I'm straight so far.
Well, good, and I'm glad you're straight.
We're good. We gotta get this cracking. Who's gonna call the hot sex line?
Yeah, we gotta call the phone sex line before we take a break over here. John Reclue. Oh shit, I just gave it his name. Reclue is trying to call in. Jen, you can definitely call in if you want. I'm gonna try to take it though. So that's how it is. Well, yeah, I got my bitch stolen. Okay, crazy fucker, whatever it is. What are his initials? CFC? Crazy fucker from California. Yeah, CFC. CFC it is. Anyway, we'll be right back after this, folks. The next prank call coming up in a second. Hang on.
Good deal. Glad he called in, man. All right, we're gonna call it. I hope this works. I don't know if this is legit, but we're gonna try to call a phone sex line. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm very excited. What should I study to Kensington?
I don't know. 15 minutes of free prepaid phone sex.
All right.
I don't know. We're going to do something. I'll start out, and maybe you can jump in. We're going to have fun with this, man. I hope you're pumped. Julio, my main thug, nigga named Julio. He moody-o.
Type of nigga that'll slap you with the Tulio. Hundreds of hot, horny students, housewives, and working girls call all day and night. Talk to them live right now for free. That's right. We're so sure you're going to love it. We're giving you 15 free minutes to hook up with these ladies who can't wait to get off with you.
All right.
Enter your PIN now, followed by the pound sign. And if you like our service, you can call us back at 1-800-SEX-1212 for just 69 cents. Oh, honey, now it's time to choose how you want to get off. Feel like some hot amateur talk?
Is Jen there? Jen? I forgot Jen.
Instant messages or go one-on-one. Oh, yeah. Voice personals, too, baby. Press one now. Or turn yourself over to a nasty girl who'll do anything you want. And I mean anything. Let your imagination run wild, baby. Your world. Go ahead, baby. Make your selection. Press 1 for a hot girl.
Me with your
press
tongue, honey.
Press 2 for skill domination. Press 3 for a beautiful TS with a special surprise.
Oh, a TS.
An alluring TV who knows what you want. Or press 9 to make your choices.
Hey,
press
God.
1 for a hot girl. Press 2 for a skill dominatrix. Press 3 for a beautiful TS with a special
surprise. Dominatrix.
Or an alluring TV who knows
I gotta call
what you want.
We'll call the dominatrix, then we're going to call the transvestite. Hang on.
Enter the 4-digit agent number of the hot girl of your desires, or press the pound key for the next available agent. Get ready for your hot playmate now.
Your thought, yeah?
Yes.
Right.
Hello? This is a rip-off. It's 15 minutes.
I was going to say, what in the hell do you do? Wait 14
Hello.
Minutes of it?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, who's this?
Can you speak up? Because it's really hard to
speak. I'm sorry, woman. Good, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, what's going on?
I'm not sure.
What the fuck are you wearing?
I'm sorry?
What the fuck are you wearing?
I'm not wearing much of anything, really.
Where are you? Are you in a cubicle or are you inside your house?
I'm inside a cubicle.
You're in a cubicle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Can you get naked in your cubicle? How are we going to do this shit, man?
What's the matter?
Were you some kind of are you a dominatrix for real?
I can be.
Are you going to try to push me around? You think you're going to get away with it?
Is that what you want?
I want you to get on your fucking knees right now.
That's not really being a dominatrix.
So what? That's how you do it. I'm in charge. You're the dominatrix. Get on your fucking knees, I said.
That's not how a dominatrix
is. Yes, it is. I have it right here in the book. Get on your fucking knees, you cunt.
You don't have to talk to me like that.
I can talk however I want. You're my dominatrix, bitch. Get the fuck on your knees.
If I'm a dominatrix, you want, you look it up in the book.
Ma'am, I'm paying for this.
What kind of book do you have?
I pay your taxes, you know that?
What kind of book do you have?
It says right here, the Karma Sutra.
You pay my taxes?
Yes, I do. I pay your salary and your taxes.
You don't pay my taxes.
Fuck you, bitch. You fucking dominatrix. Get on your knees and suck it.
You're hilarious, you know that?
Oh, I'm hilarious, huh? Do I make you laugh with my pathetically small penis?
Oh, God. Is that what your problem is?
Yeah, shut up. Go outside. Go outside. Hang up the phone. I command you.
Yeah, like a little three-inch cock.
I command you. Shut the fuck up. I command you to hang up the phone.
You've got a three-inch cock, don't you?
No, I don't. It's four.
Oh, wow. What a deal.
I have a 46-inch waist size.
That's really something to be proud of.
My waist size is 46 inches, too, baby. You want it?
No.
You want my 46 inches of gut?
I don't think so.
I got 46 inches of lust right here, baby.
Oh.
Listen.
You know what? You must really be able to see that little 4-inch cock well with your big-ass stomach.
I have a floor-length mirror, okay?
Oh, you would need it with that
one. You're a fucking dominatrix whore. I'm done with you. I'm done. I got off.
Hey, you're quick, huh?
Shut up. Shut up, Mom! Mom!
Broke-back dominatrix, bitch. To even fucking come on to that.
That shit's hilarious, dude. We need
wonderful
to get
wonderful domination.
We need to get more phone sex in this bitch, man.
Everybody sign up for an account.
I forgot about Jen.
Send them in.
Oh man, how we gotta get some more prepaid
all right,
phone
Jen
sex.
Put Jen on the next one, man.
Jen, call in, Jen, man. I'm sorry, Jen. That's my bad. I forgot you were on there. Oh shit, we got enough time for one more. How many minutes was that? Do you think?
Like.
Was
it
Four. We got enough.
About five, maybe.
Five. Okay, we got enough for two more. Maybe one. We got enough for one more. Maybe two. Two quick ones. One good one. We can't drag it out, Jen.
I want to do the cannibal. I'm calling in now. Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
This feels so weird.
It might help if I actually turn on the fucking thing. Did you Bruce burp in my face, sir?
Yes, sir.
You punk. All right, Jen, this time you're taking it.
All right.
All right, man, hang on.
I think you have that little fucker.
Oh, I got news. You guys hear about John Popper?
No.
Do you know who John Popper is? Milkman, stop playing
no
that
idea.
Stop playing that fucking guitar.
Yeah.
Milkman, do you know who John Popper is?
No, but did you hear about Mr. Humphreys?
No. Who's that?
He died, man.
Who's that?
The famous British comedian, man. On television.
No such thing. No, seriously, what you call it? The guy, the lead singer for the Blues Traveler, he got caught in a car with like five guns. It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, anyway, we'll be right back. Jen's doing a prank call. Hang on, folks.
All right.
Intimate encounters, the hottest live amateur stories of hot, horny students, housewives, and working girls call all day and night. Talk to them live right now for free. Sorry, baby, I did not understand your response. Please enter the
Let
phone number that you
right.
received from the website.
Shut the
oh,
fuck
God.
Up, bitch.
You fucking cunt.
Listen to me, I'll make this back.
We're in command, bitch.
Sorry, baby.
Oh, come on now.
Your response.
Hang on. No talking now.
Please. Oh, baby.
baby, you've already had your free trial of
what?
Intimate encounters.
Bullshit.
Ooh, you know how hot and horny we are. And we're waiting for you to come back and get off with us.
That's bullshit.
Oh, daddy, transfer your call.
All right, Jane, go back to the computer.
1-800-612.
Damn it.
It was one try.
Just got one go at that, man. We could have drugged that out with that bitch for 15
know?
Minutes, man, if I would have known. What a ripoff. I should have known. They fucking Jew us like that. They pulled the Dr. Lego on us, man.
Ooh.
I told her to shut the
fuck
up and keep sucking.
Burn, you Jew. Burn, you
Burn.
Jew.
Burn.
Gas it up, you Jew.
Hey, send me some
breath.
Fucking international numbers. We got $15 for international numbers tonight.
International numbers coming at ya.
Ting tong, ting tong.
It's called China. We called Japan.
I tell you what, I sent you a Norwegian number. We could call them.
Oh, Norwegian.
What time is it there?
It's Norwegian time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let me... Oh, shit,
Stream
yeah.
Me. Send in some damn Canadian numbers.
Oh, they just getting up. Let's get some milk.
Yeah, let's get some milk, man. They got milk in Norway?
Milf.
Did they got milk in Norwegian?
Milf.
Where's
this? You want me to call in and do the call?
Ask her for milf.
Yeah, but we got to be able, are we able to speak English, man. Milkman, stop playing the guitar. For
that's all right. I'll ask them to speak English. I'm sure they'll speak
okay.
English.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, you call back in. I should have kept you in the line. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm racking up your minutes. Call back in, sir. We will do this right this time. That was awesome, that phone sex call, man. That's a classic right there. We totally need to
get more of those.
We need to get more of those pre-.
Somehow we got to get everybody to register and send them in.
That's for real. That's what's up, as they would say. So we'll be right back with that, folks. All right.
Hi,
förstår du engelsk?
Huh?
Förstår du engelsk?
Okay.
English, madam, do you speak it?
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Yes. I'd like to buy some milk, some very special milk. I'm sure you have it over there.
I'm not hearing what he's saying.
I said I'd like to purchase some milk, some special milk, some breast milk. Yes, madam.
Yeah?
Yes, fresh breast milk. Could you help me with that? Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, madam. Could you sell me some fresh breast milk? Norwegian breast milk?
No.
No. Well, that's... why not? I'm very disappointed now. I was hoping you'd sell me your breast milk. Madam? Hang out, did she?
Freshly squeezed, Jim.
Freshly, she hung up.
And she does. She doesn't. She, I don't know. It's a bit vulgar, maybe. I don't know. We got a guy. We got an email here, an email request for a prank call.
Please enter your destination number
all right.
Now.
But I'm supposed to set it up first. Hang on. Let me call someone else instead first. Let's call. We're going to call Charlie C. Humphreys. Hang on.
Well, what's that?
I don't know. Some guy.
Oh, dude, that's that famous English comedian that died, man. 71 years old, man, on TV.
I have no idea who he is. Hang on. Hang on, let me clear the line because I fucked it up. Alright, Jen, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Alright, here's I'm going to explain this real quick. We got a request to prank, which are absolutely free at madhouselive.com. The guy's name is Terry. He's in his 30s. He's untrustworthy, know-it-all, backstabbing, cocky prick. He and his wife recently adopted a child. He's the manager of the Hampton Inn in Cleveland. And he's not good at what he does, but he's great at kissing ass and putting the blame of all problems onto someone else. He will do whatever it takes to come out ahead in every situation, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I guess he's a know-it-all asshole.
And they adopted a child.
They just recently adopted a child. Claim it's yours. I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew what it was called. Well, tell him that you're a wealthy British man and you want to adopt it back.
All right.
And offer them like $2 million or something. You know, I mean, like offer them like a ton of money or something like that.
I'll offer them my palace over here in London.
Yeah. Tell them the real name is whatever. You know, whatever they're calling it, the real name is this, and that you found out. Okay, maybe that'll work. I don't know. We'll try that. Hang on. This one goes out to Demon. Demon online. Whoever you are, wherever you are, this is for you. So, one moment.
Terry, right?
Yes, Terry.
Watch out now.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Terry. I'm sorry I can't take your call right now.
Oh, man.
Leave your name.
All right, hang on. We're going back to the air.
Thank you.
Just not getting the luck right now, man. But we're still having a good show.
Man, right along, man.
I need to take a break anyway.
Got a stack of numbers here coming in.
Well, we're up against a hard break, dude, because we were supposed to take a break about 22 minutes ago, and the sponsors are not very happy about that. All right, I gotta take a whiz. So we are gonna take a break real quick. In the meantime, if you want to get a hold of us when we come back, the toll free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here toll free. 1-888-278-8509. You got another Will beer, Will? Or Will beer? You get me one? You didn't get me one?
Man.
You're right. I'm getting up anyway. So, yeah. Milkman, you stay around. And you too, Jen. And Will's going to be here. And we'll be right back after this,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, I'm still on hold, by the way. So if you want to.
Are you serious? Hang on.
Yeah, no, I'll stay on if you want.
Oh, yeah, no.
Make at least one good call.
Yeah, don't stay on hold. Call back. Call back later. I got to take a break real quick, though. So.
All right,
folks. We'll be right back after this.
I'm going to go grab me another Newcastle's Ale, and I'll be right back.
Hooray. Hooray for beer.
Chicka, chicka, now.
It's too doggone late.
Got to testify. Come up in the spot, let the extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck,
why don't you
the fuck are you.
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just someone died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We are back.
So, yo,
I just
yes,
got a number for you.
You got a number for me, don't you? Good for you, man. There, it's better. Turn that music down here. There we go, that's better. Turn the mics down a little bit. They're a little hot. Loo-la-loo. Too hot. There we go, better. All right, good. We're working, everybody. We're back on. Thank you. Short break. Not a long break, but a short break. We got about a half hour left of show or so. Hopefully we will stay on track. We've had a pretty good show so far. I give us a 82% so far for the night. Very good, gentlemen. Thank you. Milkman, Will, Jin. Couldn't do it without you.
But I'm talking.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On the road.
Stephen Peacock, per New News request, because of the death of the guy who played Mr. Humphries on the old-time British TV series Are You Being Served? I really don't know about that. I mean, it just escapes me. I don't know what the big deal is, but I can talk to Stephen Peacock, sure. I could try. Or Charlie Humphries, I guess. We could talk to him, too. Let me talk to Charlie Humphries again. Let me try calling him again. Hang on. That didn't work last time.
Hey now, how you doing? Is this Mr. Humphries? Come on, be honest with me. Is this Mr. Humphries or not? Sir? Okay. Is Mr. Humphries there? Mr. Charlie Charlie Humphries there, please? I'm calling from the taxidermist. We're trying to secure delivery on some items that he ordered.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Dad.
Hello.
Hey, are you awake now?
A little bit. Who's this?
Were you sleeping?
Who's this?
Hey, were you sleeping, you old ass? What's going on? Hey, buddy.
Huh?
This is Ralph Littlejohn. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Well, I asked you a question. You answer my question. You understand how it works? Sir?
What?
Was your ass sleeping or not? I asked you a damn question.
Sure I was sleeping. It's 10:35.
So are you awake now, though?
Yeah, a little bit. Why?
Well, good. My job is done here. All right? I just like calling people and waking them up just for the hell of it.
You just like calling people and waking them up?
Yep. Anything else I can do for you tonight? Is he even there? Yeah, he's gone. Wow. That was pointless, wasn't it, Will?
Mm-hmm.
That's like an episode of Seinfeld.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Who is this? And why am I not wearing any pants?
This is the phone sex department again. Hang on. Okay. Did you hang up this one up?
It was off, wasn't it?
I don't get it. It's not working now. I don't know. Phone fucked up. Whatever. Hang on, let's try it again. Dial tone. You want to talk to that gentleman, whoever that was. We're going to call the next call of the night. Just one moment here, please.
Hey, Wilkerson Hotel.
Hello, Governor. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Excellent. I'm waiting on my shuttle.
On your?
My shuttle? Sir? Ma'am?
Who are you speaking to?
I'm waiting on my shuttle to the hotel, sir.
From where?
From the airport.
I know nothing about it, sir. Which airport are you?
At Heathrow, sir.
And can I have your name, please?
My name is Jack Valenti.
Jack Valenti,
yes.
I know.
Look me up on your computer machine there. Hit the buttons on it, you twit.
Jack Valenti.
Come now, I say. I've been waiting here for over an hour. I don't know how much that is in the metric system, but you know how long I've been here?
I honestly don't know, sir. I know nothing about it. I'll try and look in for it. Can you give me 5 minutes, please?
Do you know how many minutes are in an hour, sir? Can you answer me that question?
60 minutes.
That's how many times...
Would you like to give me your telephone number? I'll look into it and ring you immediately back.
Absolutely not. I am on an American phone. It doesn't work in your country.
Well, can you hold for one moment then while I go and look into it?
Please don't make it too long, sir.
I won't. I'll
okay.
do it as soon as I can.
I love
just
you.
Just one moment, please.
Okay, bye. I guess we will now hold for him.
See if he wants a bum.
Their whole music. Yeah. They got some weird. They got like Uncle Ben music. It's kind of not Uncle Ben, Big Ben kind of
yeah,
sounding music.
Man, this ice cold Newcastle's ales hitting the spot, man.
This had better not take long. This is expensive. I might have people over listening. What's going on,
dude? If you get on hold, just
it's got a magnet.
Off.
That's crazy. It's weak. Who's trying to call? Was that your friend trying to call in?
Yeah.
Who was it? Is it some secret?
Yeah, man.
It's my roommate.
Oh, your roommate. The guy that found
the
all that change.
From the show, bro.
Ooh, I got an email from the confirmation department. You know what it says?
Congratulations.
Sign up for a trip to the Oprah Winfrey Show. Yeah.
Word.
Wow. Should I display the images below?
It's going to be porn.
No. Whoa, it's Oprah.
Is he on hold?
I guess. He told me to be patient, Milkman. You be patient, man.
Hang the fuck up.
Jesus. No, he said be patient. You gotta be patient for him.
Hello?
Hey, I'm being very patient, sir.
I'm done being patient.
And I'm awfully sorry. I have no record of it here to pick you up.
Well, my boyfriend, Milkman, said I was supposed to be patient, and here we are. Where has it gotten us? Nowhere, sir. And to think that we've gotten over the treachery you guys did to us back in 1812. Can you imagine, sir? Are you there?
I'm listening to you, sir.
What are you, some kind of twit?
No, I'm not, in actual fact. I don't really like you speaking to me like that. I'm trying to help the situation,
okay.
And you're not helping me to help it.
But yes, ma'am. Now, let me ask you, what is your presence there? Are you a steward, or do you clean the bathroom?
I'm the night manager, sir, and if I knew anything about your arrival, I would have been able to look into it. And if you can give me time, I will try and do that for you.
Well, the milkman called early, did he not? Sir. What, are we on hold again? Should I hold for this guy? I mean, he's very, very rude, this gentleman.
I'm not rude, sir.
Oh, now you're here. Now you're going to talk to me. You're going to ignore me because I'm Hispanic, aren't you?
Well, the fact is, you're being extremely rude to me, sir, and I can't help you unless you give me time to try and find something out for you.
Well, do you know how many minutes are in an hour?
I've told you that already. 60 minutes. I can't do any more for you. If you give me 5 minutes, I'll try and find out something for you. Give me a number, I can ring you back.
No, absolutely not. You horse's ass. I'm staying here waiting for you to give me the answer. You tell me when they're going to be here to pick me up.
I can't give you an answer to pick you up. I don't know even what terminal you're at Heathrow.
What?
I know nothing about your arrival whatsoever.
What the hell's a terminal, sir?
It's where an aircraft lands.
Are you saying that I'm so old I'm going to come terminal? I'm sick? What, is this a kind of insult? Are you insulting me, sir?
I'm not insulting you. I'm going to put the telephone down until you ring and speak to me properly.
I'm sorry. I will speak proper from now on. Aw, man.
Enter your destination number.
Hang on. I'll call them back now.
They tell you what they're going to do.
You're going to hang up now, and you're going to be good. And you're going to think about it.
It'll be a timeout.
You're
going to tell them. I'm off
the
line now.
To talk for 2 hours, 57 minutes.
What a jerk.
Ow!
What a jerk that guy. You burn yourself?
No.
You horse's ass? What?
Oh,
that's got to be sharp.
No, I caught it before it cut.
Good morning, Royal Crescent Hotel.
Touche, good sir, touche. Sir.
Good morning again. I'm still trying to look into your arrival at this hotel. I've no record of it.
Listen, man.
And I'm trying to find out something. If you tell me which... If you've landed at Heathrow, you have to have landed one of four... terminals, and I'm asking you which terminal it is, and I might be able to check something up for you.
The one with all the gay Frenchmen.
With all the what?
The gay Frenchmen.
I wouldn't know about that.
What about the gay Englishmen?
I wouldn't even know about that.
You bastards. After what you've done to me here, you've left me stranded. You know how many minutes are in an hour?
You've asked me that 3 times already.
Answer my question. I'm paying your taxes. Sir. Please.
It's no good you keeping on like this because I can't give you any answer.
Look, I'm going somewhere with this. Do you know how many minutes are in an hour?
You've asked me that so many times, I find it very hard to answer.
And you've only answered twice, and I've asked you about 8 times.
No,
so
you've
what is
asked
that?
Me 4 times because I've been making notes of it.
Well,
I've made a note of everything you've said to me.
What does that say about your level of customer service if you don't answer me the equal times that I ask you?
I've given you and tried to give you an answer. Can you give me your name again?
Jack Valenti, and I need to know how many minutes are in an hour here.
Valenti?
Yes, Valenti, sir. Valenti.
I have no record of a Valenti.
Do you speak English? Sir, this is not England. Do you not go ahead. He's so frustrated. Here, we'll try him again.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours, 46 minutes, 29 seconds.
Morning, Royal Crescent Hotel.
Hello, sir? Hello, sir? Sir?
Yes?
Why do you speak to my husband like that?
I haven't spoken to your husband at all. I've tried to help him, but is he ringing the right hotel?
Yes!
I have no record of you coming to this hotel.
We've been waiting for an hour, sir.
Well, I have no record of a taxi coming to you.
How many minutes are in an hour, sir?
I've told your husband that so many times, it's just unnecessary for me to repeat it.
He just wants to know how many minutes are in an hour.
How many do you think there is?
I don't know. I'm an American. We don't have hours over there.
Please enter your destination number now.
Someone else should take this. Well, I just want to talk to them and say what's up.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours, 44 minutes, 54 seconds.
He sounds bad. I should stop. This is the last one. Poor guy.
Hello?
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 Yes, I need some room service, please. Hello, sir?
Please enter your destination number now.
Maybe we'll call him another day.
Johnny Squirrel Nuts, call in.
Who's it? Milkman says, let Johnny Squirrel Nuts call in for me. This is him right here. Watch. I keep waiting for the phone sex people to call back. Is this your friend?
No.
Jesus.
My friends are not in Canada.
They're not?
Hey, you bloody Canadian, what's up?
Who gives a fuck how many fucking minutes are in a goddamn hour? It's how many beers you drink before you beat the piss out of your wife.
Damn right, it's man.
Some fucking pranks.
Damn straight. You want to talk to that hotel, or would you like to talk to someone else, sir?
I don't even give a flying fuck who I talk to, as long as I can fucking...
He sent in some numbers.
...somebody up right now. I don't even really give a shit.
He sent in numbers? Who's got them? Milkman? Milkman, you got his numbers real quick?
Okay. I sent them to you in cheat talk.
Let's go up in the case of Lysol and just get fucking pissed.
Okay, who do you want to call? You want to call this Borat guy? Or Borat?
Yeah, we could fucking... No, let's fucking... I don't. You give it a shot. I don't even give a fucking...
Well, you call calling a prank or you just calling to sit on the line?
Let's fucking prank some fucking whitey ass. I don't even give a fuck.
All right, whatever. We're going to call... hang on, I don't want to call... I want to call more Britain. That'd be awesome. But in the meantime, we called that one already. Hang on, I'm getting my bearings here. Where the fuck... Are you calling any of your numbers, sir, that you sent in?
No, I don't even bother about those.
They suck, don't
fucking
they?
All fucking whiteys anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, we're going to call this, hang on, where'd it go? Smurf's Tavern? That's in North Carolina. That was confirmed, like, I don't know, it's kind of late for that, don't you think? I don't know. Or we could try calling that pizzeria again. No, we already did that. All right, whatever. Susie Q and Company. That's who we're going to call. I have no idea what this is. Good luck with it.
Good luck with it.
Yeah.
35 seconds.
Well, it's the king of the hover trade and the swords in the snow. They call me Mr. Kilogram in case your ass ain't no.
Hi, this is my mother made a phone call right now.
Oh, come on.
Get another number, man. Get a good number.
I'm out of numbers, man.
Another one. Pick it up.
I'm out of them. I got one left. Stephen Peacock. You get the last one of the night, I suppose.
Peacock.
Stephen Peacock.
Stephen Peacock.
All right.
Is Stephen there, please?
I'm sorry, he's not. May I take a message?
Who is this?
Who are you?
My name is John, and I just wanted to catch up with Steven, if he's around. But you probably remember me as well. I made you guys that dream catcher that you hang up in your window there, and, you know, the one that's made out of squirrel hide and, you know, pigeon feathers? You
I'm
can...
Sorry.
Maybe, pardon me?
I'm sorry, could you repeat yourself, please? You met us when?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm telling you. Okay, I know Steven from way back in the day, right? But you probably would remember me. I'm the same guy who you know, did the rain dance in your front yard and fucking made those, that dream catcher you got in your window there. It's made up of squirrel and pigeon feathers. But if you really want it, I mean, you could probably take a bite out of it. It's pretty safe. It's been cured. But is Steven around by chance?
No, I'm sorry, he's not.
No, okay, well, Dear, what was your name again? Ma'am?
Could you please call him back on Monday?
Oh, ma'am, what was your name again?
That has nothing to do with the matter. Would you please call Steve back on Monday?
No, because this is going to be a pretty important fallout. Oh, fuck. Cunt.
Is she gone? I don't even know if she hung up.
Yeah, she hung up.
She's rather rude. These women these days.
I love that accent, man.
Milkman loves that accent. We're going to call Britain again. Hang on.
Britain.
Where are we calling?
Your current balance will allow
Great
you to
Britain.
Talk. Oh, who am I calling?
This
hours,
is the, hang on.
4 minutes, 23 seconds.
This is the Devonshire House Hotel in Liverpool, England.
All right, cool.
All right, good luck. And we'll call the Royal Crescent after that. I've told him.
Oh.
Good morning, Devonshire Hotel.
Hello, kind of, you got a bar in there or anything like that?
Sorry?
Do you have any kind of pub or a bar there?
Bar?
Yeah, how big is the bar there?
The bar's not open now.
I don't care about if it's open or not. That's not even the point. How many people does it seat? I'm going to hold a big powwow.
You need to phone back after 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, dear, please hold the line. I just got a little bit of a question for you there. All right, I'm even talking in your fucking bloody accent.
I don't actually like being spoken to swearing down the phone.
Listen, bar wench, what I want to know is how many people your bar can sit.
Well, I'm not being spoken to in that manner, so if you phone back after 9 o'clock,
then
she'll
be talking to however I want to talk to you to.
No, you can't, I'm afraid.
I can't understand your stupid fucking accent.
I'm not prepared to carry on this conversation, so if you phone back tomorrow after 9.
I pay you.
Bye-bye.
Pay you. Ma'am, bye-bye. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Please enter your destination number.
I don't appreciate being talking to you like that.
Hang on.
I'm afraid.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours, 23 minutes. 52 seconds.
I'm horny now, baby.
I don't know if I dialed this right.
Let's go.
I got this one. Hang on. You hang on the line.
Morning, Royal Crescent Hotel.
Hello, sir. How are you
Hello,
today?
Hello. How are you today, sir?
God, motherfucker. What the fuck was that?
Ruined it.
You ruined it. I told you to hang on. I call the shots here, sir.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours, 22 minutes, 17 seconds.
Detroit Tigers suck. I got it. Hang on, man. You jump in. When I say you jump in, boy.
Let's do some more quick.
I'm done. Damn you, woman. Answer the phone. All right, we're done.
All right, wench.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Come on, one more, bro.
I've got no more. I'm done. I'm spent. Bye. Good night, sir. Alright. What are we doing? We're playing some applause.
Clap, clap, clap.
What do you say now there, Milkman? What do you say?
I've been talking, but you had me muted. So
yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. You know how I do that. Who? Now, we got a Samir Borhat. A child dancer. Alright, I'm going to call Samir Borhat, alright? Alright. So excited about this. Hang on, folks.
That was live.
Yeah. Very good. Very live.
Supposed to sound like Borat.
I gave him the number to real radio. I always use that. I hope they answer, man. You think they'll answer?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tits? Is Samir there?
Yes, he is. Max is calling.
From Jack Valente, the proud, the one and only.
Okay. Jack Valente.
Hello.
Hey, sir, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Could you?
Good. You got your phone on there in your ear?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me, Ralph, sir?
Yeah, who's this?
Good. I was wondering if I could, I wanted to ask your daughter's hand in marriage, sir.
Who's this?
Jack Valenti. I'm dating your daughter, and I want to marry her, and I need your permission.
I think you have the wrong person.
No, man, this is Samir Borhat.
No, I think you got the wrong number.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about your daughter, huh? Is that your daughter you're talking on the phone with me?
No, I think you have the wrong number.
Hey, that girl who was on the phone now, what's her cup size?
5.
Oh, that's it? No more?
there's
a lot of people waiting here to, you know, listen. You know what I mean? Borat. My wife. Hello. That's it. Hey,
my
that's...
My double ding-dong daughter.
Hey, that da, sucks. Da. All right, that sucks.
I waiter cup size and marriage.
Yeah, man. All right, we're out of here. Milkman, you want to take us out of here?
Yeah, man. That was a great show, man. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, man, to another astounding episode here of the Mad House. I'd like to thank everybody calling in, especially some of our former listeners that have joined back into the Madhouse Party Room. Welcome back, Screaming Me, Vanison. I'd like to welcome back TS Tech, all of our friends there at PCU, all of our friends at PCR.
That's
thank
right,
you so
huh?
much for tuning in.
Hell yeah.
You know what? We love you guys. All of you.
We do. A porn star experience.
That's right.
That's right. All right, man.
I also want to thank everybody that called in there. We had Screaming Me. We had Jonathan. Thanks for calling in. And that crazy son of a bitch with that communist talk. 5 minutes right here on the Madhouse.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes with him here. And
he's
get
been
15,
obviously brainwashed. That's right.
You get 15 minutes with him tomorrow. So be sure to listen to that on the Zolar.
That's
Zolar
right. Video. Listen to the brainwash episode on Zolar Vision Friday nights.
And yeah, let me just settle something real quick in the chat room. Yes, that song. This song is "Today Was a Good Day" by Ice Cube off the Predator album, I believe it was. 1993, 1992,
yeah.
93, something like that. Yeah. All right, are we done? Are we out of here? Jen, thank you for being on again, man.
Just about, man.
Yes, thank you. Thanks everyone for listening. I hope you guys tune into my show on Sunday.
Yes.
After 1 p.m.
Yes. Be sure to check out.
Don't forget.
Yeah. Are you on both networks still, Jen? Is that still working out like that?
No, I haven't even streamed to PCI yet.
Oh, I didn't know. My bad. Sorry. Had no idea.
Sunday lunch with Jen Stewart.
Yeah, and
1 p.m.
Milkman, we got a new venture we're going to be starting up pretty soon, too, don't we? We're pretty excited about that.
That's right, baby.
All right, good. All right, Milkman, thank you for...
stay tuned to the Madhouse, because you two can get your shot.
That's right. All right, Milkman, thanks.
I want to especially thank all of our friends out there, the listeners, because it's all about you.
Yeah.
We got the dime, you got the time, and we sharing some laughs here.
Sure we are. Okay.
And Carlito, our fearless leader, God bless you. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah. All hail Carlito here in the Madhouse Militia.
Right here.
Hail
that's
Carlito.
It. It's over. Quiet, you.
I am talking.
5 minutes, meet me in bed, sweet kisses. Ow!
Let me see, Andrew Dice Clay. Will, thanks for coming over, man.
No problem, y'all. Y'all yes, take it easy. Everybody
Free Willie, we love you.
Yeah. You got cut off, like, Milkman cuts everybody off. Cuts everybody off, it's all right. Wouldn't it be a show without Milkman, and I thank you, Milkman. All right, we're out of here. Thank you, everybody. We'll catch you next week. MadhouseLive.com. MadhouseLive.com. I forgot about that. I didn't give out the website at all tonight. Wow.
www.MadhouseLive.com.